There are things that we experience but never talk about. A shadow moving in a corner, flickering of the lights, a disembodied voice. We invite you to talk with us, share your story, share your evidence, because this isn't just your story, this is our story. This is Ghost Box Radio.
Ghostbox Radio and AM 950, where every week we talk about the paranormal, ufology, Bigfoot, or just the unusual. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you for joining me today. This week, the Vikings are on a bye week, so that's some good news, because at least it means that they can't lose this week. As for myself, I am personally among the living again, as I finally have heat in my house. I didn't have heat in my house for about a week, and the house was getting to be about 59 degrees out. It was cold. It was snowy. It was horrible. I mean, in some ways, to me, it was kind of like Destination Fear, I guess, you're talking about my house. Speaking of which, all this month on the Travel Channel is Ghosttober. What that means is all month long, your favorite paranormal shows will have all new episodes. That includes Destination Fear, that returned with new episodes last night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we are very lucky to have with us the stars of Destination Fear, Dakota Layden and Tanner Wiseman. As far as the show itself, in case you don't know, maverick paranormal explorer Dakota Layden takes his sister Chelsea and his best friend Tanner on a cross-country road trip to visit the most haunted locations in America. At each terrifying stop, the trio's unbreakable bond is put to the test as they face their deepest, darkest fears. Dakota and Tanner, welcome to Ghostbox Radio.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Well, you know, as long as I get your names right, I mean, who cares if I can't get my own show's name right, right? I mean, who cares, right?
Sure.
Well, and I just want to let everyone know that we'd like to invite our listeners to join into the conversation. To do so, you can call in and ask us a question live on air. You can call in at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. Or you can email us a comment or question. You can go to comment at am950radio.com. Comment at am950radio.com. You can also watch me not in studio, but we do have live stream going on the AM950 Facebook page, which is facebook.com/AM950radio, and leave a comment there, and we will get to that also. The thing, too, is that watching the series last night, Series 3 debuted on the Travel Channel. At least I think it's Series 3. On the website, it says Series 2, but I'm you know, whatever. It was amazing last night, guys. I mean, it was absolutely that was something. The Saratoga County Homestead, that was really something last night.
Yeah, that location, honestly, that might be the only one I never really want to go back to. It was so scary. And for people who don't know what the Saratoga County Homestead is, it's a sanitarium in the woods in upstate New York. It's been abandoned for over 50 years. And it wasn't until recently that the owner would even start allowing paranormal people inside. So we were the first group to really go in there with that intention. And oh my gosh, I mean, that was one of our scariest nights ever. We thought that what was happening, we thought we were experiencing a group of people breaking in and trying to scare us or mess with us. But then if you see the episode, like, you'll see it's really a mind trip. We really don't know. We have stuff that leads us to believe it's paranormal, but other things that happen that make us believe someone was messing with us maybe. But that's even more scarier.
You know, that was the thing, you know, and Chelsea couldn't make it on the program today, but I was going to mention that what she said in last night's episode really was pretty true. And you just touched on it yourself, that it's actually, in a way, the humans that are living still, it's actually what makes it a little bit more scarier, because as you documented prior to the before you had your lockdown, You discussed how there was rituals that were going on like 2 days or something prior, that they found those pentagrams in the place, spray painted on the floors and walls.
Yeah, I mean, that's what makes it so scary. We didn't even know that either. When I did the research, I had just found out about the thousands of unclaimed bodies and all this dark, really messed up past. But we went and met with a guy named Steve, who is the current caretaker. And yeah, he told us that, oh yeah, 2 days ago we caught some people doing some rituals in here. And that was brand new information. And then when you see what we went through, it makes you wonder as well. We didn't really speculate on it too much in the episode, but like, could it have been some group of people who were coming there with maybe a negative intention to do like a ritual or something?
Well, exactly. And here's the question. I mean, because it actually frightened me in the sense that, you know, you talked about how the RV had already left and stuff. Were you four literally all by yourselves there? There's no security perimeter around that place at all while you're shooting?
No, we don't have security. We had a couple times, this being one of them, that, yeah, we did call the police to patrol the area now that we've experienced what we have. But no, we go really under the radar when we film. We don't like to make a big scene or show up with a big crowd. So it's just us, the RV driver. He drops us off. He's at the hotel for the rest of the night, which is, you know, 20 to 30 to 40 minutes away, and we are there by ourselves.
Yeah, we like to keep a low profile and a low footprint. So when we go in there, we're definitely by ourselves, and there's no outside noise or anything like that. But this is the location that got us thinking, like, do we get a security person? Do we have a cop at least, like, drive down every once in a while past the location? But at the same time, we have loved the format of just being out there by ourselves. But with that, you have the risk of what happened with last night's episode of people possibly walking in. And at the same time, we looked at the footage, and you don't know if it's a person or not. And it's something that we've caught on tape, and we review it, and we still don't have a definitive answer of what that shadow was.
One interesting thing that we've actually never really talked about from that episode was we actually that night, again going on for the rest of the road trip at the last seven locations after that, we didn't show it in any of the episodes because nothing was captured, but we did on certain locations when we felt like this was really abandoned and people might break in, we did start setting up a camera outside that was rolling the entire night, filming just the front of the property, so that if something like this ever happened again, we would at least have a camera that we'd be able to go outside and rewatch and see if there was a group of people or something. And we never caught anything after that. So we're trying. I think next time if we do another one, we'll probably implement even more security type cameras on the outside just to make sure. But yeah, so scary.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was incredible. And so Tanner, you touched on it, on that shadow figure that was seen on the second floor. And Dakota, I was going to ask you from that, did you only see it through the camera, or did you see it with your own eyes?
I saw it with my own eyes. That's what was so creepy is I saw exactly what I captured, which later in the episode we replay a couple times, and it's still hard to make out, but I saw it with my own eyes. It looked like a shadow type figure. If it was a person, they were dressed entirely in black, no skin, not even in the finger area. Like everything was covered. And the thing that scared me, and I mean, obviously, if you watch this episode, you'll know how scared we were. I've never screamed like that in my life. But I would say I thought that what scared me the most was that it was silent. This wasn't like a person running and I heard footsteps. I saw something running, but I didn't hear anything. And it instantly sent, like, I ran. I bulldozed past my sister, and like it was not good.
Well, and that's one of the things I was going to talk about a little bit later, but I might as well touch on it now, that I really like about your show with all four of you is that you show that this is scary. You know, I'm sure you all have your experiences with fans and other paranormal investigators who are like, oh, I'd love to go, you know, in these places. And like, it's a paranormal thrill ride. And it's like, no, this is the real side to it. This is the bit that, you know, that doesn't, it may happen, but it may not leave you either anytime soon.
Exactly. And that's kind of like our whole goal of the show is to try to make this as doable as possible. We don't go in with too much of crazy gear. I mean, everything you can get online. And we like going in there as if someone else can go in there. I mean, we try to showcase if someone just walked into this building and did what we did. This is an example of what can happen that night. And the fact that Dakota saw that shadow figure and caught it on tape is one of those things that completely freaks you out. And it's another thing to showcase, like, how attentive you have to be when you're in this building, because Dakota's the only one who saw it with his eyes. Everyone else didn't see it. We had to review footage to have it on camera, and if we didn't have a camera with us, you know, it's harder to prove that story.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely like to take it back to the original days, which got us into this, which was urban exploring back in Minnesota, where we're from. And this was, you know, back in the day, we would do that in middle school and high school. Instead of going out and partying or doing whatever, we would find creepy abandoned buildings that had urban legends, go in there, put them to the test, spend as much time as we could until we were too scared. And eventually one day after high school and then college, we were like, dang, like, we want to do it again, but bigger, like, let's do a big road trip. And that's been our goal, is to make it feel as relatable as possible, because we're not trying to prove anything. We have nothing to prove. We're hearing all these stories from a really dark location and then going in there, putting it to the test, and then not only really putting it to the test for the paranormal, but putting it to the test with our fear. We separate every single night and sleep alone for several hours at a time. And it's all about, it just makes you feel like if you did take some random person off the street, this is maybe what they would experience at this place, not some professional.
Absolutely. What we're going to do, we're going to take our first break. When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Dakota and Tanner, stars of the hit Travel Channel TV series Destination Fear. You are listening to Ghostbox Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. We'll be back.
I'm John Peterson of Ferndale Market, and I'm the third generation to grow turkeys on our family farm in Cannon Falls. We've grown our turkeys the same way since 1939, free range and without antibiotics. Each year, we raise a special flock for our fresh Thanksgiving turkey program. You can reserve a fresh turkey for curbside pickup at our on-farm store in Cannon Falls, or find a retail partner near you at ferndalemarket.com. We are grateful for your support of our local, independent family farm.
Hi, this is Ken Hagland, host of Living Healthy and Aging Well, inviting you to listen to our new show airing on Saturdays from noon to one, where we talk about your health and your life and provide insights to living and aging well. Each week, we provide answers to important questions regarding health care, elder care, end-of-life care, and caregiver support to help you and your loved ones plan for the future and enjoy your highest quality of life today. Please join us every Saturday from noon to one for Living Healthy and Aging Well.
Hi, this is Laura. 2020 has been marked by a virus, growing evidence of the climate crisis, a political uprising, and many of us are feeling unsettled. Together, we get by with a little help from our friends. Together, we find the resilience to meet the moment. Regenerative economics holds great promise for improved systems. Instead of a dog-eat-dog world, let's create a trust economy, one that honors the earth and sees the limitless value of each individual. When we buy from each other, we know each other. Go to am950radio.com and see the wonderful independent businesses AM950 relies on to exist. These businesses are more than advertisers. They are our friends. We all get by with a little help from our friends. Help us build the AM950 business ecosystem. If you know of a company, service, or product that belongs in the AM950 community, let me know. Laura at am950radio.com, or you may also call the station, 952-946-8885. AM950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota.
I love the Toyotas I've gotten at Rudy Luther Toyota, but I keep going back because of Luther's top-notch customer service. A great example, the Luther Advantage Card. With every new and used vehicle purchase, you'll get 3 years of 10 cents off per gallon of gas at Holiday Station stores and $5 off the Works car washes. And I can tell you, it will save you a lot of money over 3 years. The Luther Advantage Card keeps you happy in your Rudy Luther vehicle. Find out more at Rudy Luther Toyota, 394 and 169 in Golden Valley.
Hello, humans. This is me, Ellie Krug, with Ellie 2.0 Radio on Mondays from 2 to 3 p.m. I'm an idealist working to change the world. My show, Ellie 2.0 Radio, highlights other past and present idealists and the incredible things humans can do when we work for the greater good. You remember that idea about the greater good, right? I've got a vision of a better world where everyone has a place at the table. Listen every Monday from 2 to 3 p.m. and be inspired on AM 950.
Welcome back to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. My name is Greg Bakken, and thank you for joining us. Our guests today are Dakota Layden and Tanner Wiseman, star of the hit Travel Channel TV series Destination Fear, with new episodes airing Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Central. Once again, I'd like to invite all of our listeners to join into the conversation. If you'd like to call in with a question for Dakota or Tanner, you could do so at 952-946-6205. That's 952-946-6205. You can also email us, comment at am950radio.com. Or if you're watching us on Facebook, you can, we're streaming. There isn't anyone in the studio today. I'm doing this from home, but you can certainly leave us a comment there. That's facebook.com/am950radio and leave your comment there. So Dakota, what on earth possessed you to decide to do a series like this? What was the thought process behind this?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually, I never thought it would come to this, to be honest. It was totally a passion project. Me and Tanner and Alex, and I mean, obviously Chelsea, my sister, we all grew up together, and not even from like an early age. I'm talking the age of one. Tanner and Chelsea were best friends. And so we've all been really close. And one thing me and Tanner and Alex have always done is filmmaking. We've been never really documentary or anything like this, really. We've done like scripted comedy stuff in the past. And that's what our passion was in high school and middle school. But one of our hobbies on the side was always urban exploring and searching out creepy paranormal stories in the local Minnesota area. And it kind of just eventually it came down to us. We wanted to do a really cool road trip where we not only just hit Minnesota, but hit some of the creepiest places in all of the country. And that's kind of how it started. And then from there, it was like, well, let's do a documentary, a road trip to some of the scariest places in the country. And then the idea, it just slowly came together where it was like, well, what if we sleep alone? What if that's like a challenge every night where we really push ourselves with fears, trying to separate every single night? And then it also, the final thing that happened was the idea that I picked the locations and nobody knows where they're going. So everyone's going to jump on this RV with me on this road trip, but not have any clue where they'll be spending each night. And once we had that idea and it was on paper and everyone, me, Chelsea and Tanner, we were like so excited to do it. I raised like $10,000 just from neighbors and locals and friends. And we went out and shot the documentary. I put it together. I put it out on Mall. We did a screening at the Mall of America. Wow. Then I never released it, and I just kind of let it. I had no idea what to do with it, to be honest. I was only 19. I didn't really know, like, how to get it distributed or anything. So we just put it on the shelf. I did make a trailer, though, for it, like a seven-minute sizzle reel, because I thought, I'm like, you know, this would be a really fun show if we did this, like a road trip show. And so I edited a sizzle reel, which is like a seven-minute trailer from the documentary, and I was able to get it in front of some big TV people. And at the time, it was awesome. We had some really good interest, but nothing really came of it. And then it sat on the shelf for a good year and a half, 2 years, before all of a sudden, literally out of nowhere, Travel Channel wanted to buy it and had somehow seen it. And it was like, oh, my gosh, they want to buy it. They want to do it. And
incredible.
From that, it was just so cool. It totally, though, like the whole thing, like this wasn't, it was a passion project. Like we did this just for the ability to one day be able to go back and watch this road trip that we took together.
And now, do you think you're going to ever release that? Because you do show bits and pieces, at least I've seen it in one episode.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely want to release it right now. I don't know. It's interesting, like the timing of how or where I release it. I know Travel Channel has talked about maybe doing something with it at some point, which would be really cool. For now, though, I think our biggest plan, instead of trying to just get it out there for everyone to see on like some sort of a distribution platform, we want to actually do a road trip with it, where some sort of like a tour where we rent out theaters and we actually go screen the original movie that got everything started before anyone ever gets a chance to see it. The first time they'll get to see it is with us. We want to do a tour. That's kind of the thing. And then after the tour is when we'll probably release it publicly.
That sounds really, really cool. Tanner, I was reading that you had played football in school. What position did you play?
Oh, yeah. I played football ever since I was a little kid. Played in high school at Lakeville. And then ended up playing D3 over at Augsburg College, which is now Augsburg University, right in the middle of Minneapolis. And I played defensive end the whole entire time. There was a small run when I played quarterback, but at the end of the day, I definitely like tackling people more than getting tackled.
Also, you can get your aggressions out much better that way, too, can't you?
Yeah, exactly. You didn't have to be calm, cool, and collected on the field if you're playing defensive end. You kind of just let it all loose.
Well, and I have to think that with the work that you're doing, with the way you played football, Chelsea was a goalie, actually went very far, has gone very far with that. I mean, that and being able to have that physical presence has to help what you are all four of you are doing.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has, like, their strengths, and everyone, approaches the night in their own way. And I guess for me, it's more whenever I get nervous or I get scared or I feel like my back is up against the wall, I guess, yeah, you could say that, like, my football instincts kind of come into play. I try to read the room and try to figure out what's going on and then make actions as fast as possible to – especially in last night's episode when everything kind of just went chaotic and we thought someone was in the building with us. You know, it was me and Alex who decided to run down the hallway, check to see if anyone is there. And when we couldn't find anybody, just start getting people out of the building, start making game time decisions and move fast. That was kind of the goal.
You know, that was very impressive, actually, for all of you, because you could tell. During the episode, you all came up with a new plan. It was not going to be the way the show normally goes. There was something different happening there, and you all had to figure out in this incredible situation how to move forward. And what was really cool that you could see that suddenly all four of you were protecting each other, which was really neat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's like one thing I think for me, bringing my sister involved, getting her involved with this. I have so much confidence leaving her with Alex, leaving her with Tanner, because they're probably going to do a better job protecting her than I am even. And that's one thing that's been so cool about the whole experience is just because we're all lifelong friends and we've all known each other way before any of this, it does show in the episodes. There are moments like last night where things get really scary, and it's nice to see watching the episode again last night that, like, wow, we really are, like, I feel safe with everyone. As unsafe of places we're going to, I feel really confident with the group of people we have.
Well, and you said it yourself that, you know, you said that they could take better care of your sister because you said that you blew right past her when you saw that shadow figure. So, you know, if suddenly everybody for themselves.
I get so much flack from her immediately after that when we were outside, like off camera. She's like, dude, you ran right past me. I'm like, what do you mean I ran right past you? She's like, when you saw the shadow, you ran right. I'm like, no, I didn't. I probably ran with you. And she's like, watch the footage. And then I get home and we're editing and I'm watching the footage. I'm like, oh my God, I ran not even past her, but past everyone. Like, not good. But that's, I guess, my natural response. I learned from that.
Why don't we go ahead and take another break? When we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Dakota and Tanner, and we're going to talk about a couple other episodes about the Hit Travel Channel TV series Destination Fear. New episodes are running now. You're listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950.
Hi, everyone. Matt McNeil here. And from the bottom of my heart, thank you very much to all the AM 950 listeners who've become members of the radio station. The pandemic has hit our economy hard, and your generous support has helped ensure Progressive Radio stays on the air in Minneapolis-St. Paul. With this upcoming election, it's vitally important to make sure a progressive voice is an option in Minnesota. If you're interested in becoming a member, head over to our webpage, am950radio.com, and click on the membership link. It's really easy to sign up, and you can either make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member with either a monthly or quarterly donation option. And your membership comes with the added bonus of special members-only content. We have brand new interviews with great guests like national host Tom Hartman, politicians, and authors. We also revisit classic interviews with new perspectives. These are interviews only available to the members. Once again, go to am950radio.com and sign up to become a member today. Thanks for helping keep the station on the air, and thanks for listening to AM 950. Hi, I'm Matt McNeil, and I want to encourage you to join me weekday afternoons at 3 p.m. for the Matt McNeil Show. It's a Twin Cities-based full hour of talk where we discuss what's going on in the state and in the nation from a Minnesota perspective. We'll be joined by a lot of great guests, and we'll take your phone calls. Interact with us on the Twitter page, at Matt McNeil Show, the Facebook page, Progressive Citizen X, the Matt McNeil Show, and on email, comment at am950radio.com. The Matt McNeil Show, weekday afternoons at 3, right here on AM 950.
Do yourself a favor and check out the amazing cuisine of eatlocalminnesota.com. More than just a website, eatlocalminnesota.com provides you with the best local and independently owned restaurants in the Twin Cities. Specializing in Szechuan and Peking cuisine, the Great Wall Chinese Restaurant has been a local favorite since 1981. They offer one of the most extensive menus in the Twin Cities. Favorites include the sesame chicken, imperial beef, and Peking duck. The Great Wall Restaurant is located off 45th and France, with takeout available too. More at greatwallrestaurant.us. Victor's 1959 Cafe in South Minneapolis is a locally owned and operated restaurant offering traditional Cuban food. Try some delicious, authentic Cuban cuisine like ropa vieja and seafood paella. Learn more at victors1959cafe.com. Victor's 1959 Cafe, revolutionary Cuban cooking.
This is Gregory Rich from Habitation Furnishing and Design and Drink in the Style. You may not realize it, but a trained, skilled interior designer cannot just beautify your space, they can functionify it as well. I don't know if that's a word, but it is a thing. So why not check out habitationdesign.com and see if it looks like we're right for you. If it does, give us a call and let's schedule an appointment, in person or virtually, to make your home exceptional. HabitationDesign.com.
You know how it is with vacuum cleaners. You buy them, you break them, then you throw them away, right? Well, not necessarily. Often, fixing your vacuum can be cheaper than replacing it. Ever heard of A1 Vacuum in Roseville? They offer free estimates. So if you wish your vacuum worked like new again, drop by. A1 Vacuum is ready to help clean up your vacuum cleaner act. Find us at a-1vacuum.com or call 651-222-6316.
And every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Central Time on both my Facebook profile page and my Ghostbox Radio Facebook page, which is facebook.com/MNGhostbox, you can see me do a live spirit box session as I try to reach out to your loved ones. Now, I don't guarantee responses, but I do guarantee respectful communication with spirits. It's very interactive. And I do have to say, Thursday when I did it with everybody, we were able to especially reach out to somebody's deceased husband. And not only did he talk to us through the spirit box, but he also turned on some flashlights for us, some other equipment. It was very active. It was very incredible. And I tell you, it's fun to take part in. So why don't you join me tonight at 10 p.m. for my live spirit box session and see what it's all about. I think you'd like it. Now, if you want to send me a note, ask me a question, or need my help for a paranormal investigation of your business or home, send me an email. You can send it to greg@ghostboxradio.com. That's greg@ghostboxradio.com. You can reach me on Facebook or follow me on Twitter. My Twitter handle is @GregBurt007. That's @GregBurt007 or @MNGhostbox. Now we return to our conversation with our guests Dakota and Tanner, stars of the hit Travel Channel TV series Destination Fear, with new episodes airing Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Now, Dakota and Tanner, I had been to one of the places you've been to, and that's Nopeming. And it seemed like it was really interesting to see how that was very personal for all of you to go to. And that place is very crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, the Nopeming Sanatorium, that was our season premiere of the last road trip we did in the winter. Yep. And that location, it's funny because, like we were saying earlier, we used to urban explore, go to abandoned places. And I'd say like 4 or 5, maybe 6 years ago, we did take the drive. We knew about Nopeming. We drove up there. It's a 2-hour, 3-hour drive, so you'd think we would have like made more of it. But we got there, got onto the outside of the property, and the second we got to the outside of the property, that was all we needed. We're like, you know what? Maybe we don't go in. Like, this one is, I don't know, something about it, the look, it's so ominous. So we never went inside. And so finally, you know, 5 years go by and we're doing the show, and that right away when we got picked up to do Destination Fear, Nopeming was the first location that I'm like, we have to do at some point. Like, it's the Minnesota. It brings us back to our roots. This is like the first spot that we were genuinely terrified of in our home state.
It's and I remember being in that chapel, and I remember that there was a spider there that was about the size of my hand that walked around. Oh. And that was enough. And I mean, and I'll going back to last night's episode when Chelsea had talked about the human factor to it. That was one of the things that was kind of eerie for us, was that, you know, there's people on premise there who are watching stuff, and they're armed. And so, you know, we're walking around the grounds, and there's some guy working on a couple of them working on a truck, and they're both, you know, they're both having their guns holstered. And it was like, wow, this is legit. This is pretty weird and real at the same time. And that place, like you said, it's mammoth. It's, I mean, it doesn't even, you're not even really able to show on your episodes how big this place is.
No.
Oh, totally. And like, even to speak on that, there was just a bunch of spots in that location that were just completely unsafe that we didn't really want to wander just because we didn't want to get hurt. For example, me and Alex, when we went to, I believe it was the third floor, there was a pipe that burst, and it must have been in the summer or something like that, but it completely flooded the right wing of the third floor. So there was about 2 inches of ice on that floor that we had to walk so slowly, and it was just nerve-wracking because, you know, sometimes when we get scared, I mean, the natural thing to do is just kind of run away or get out of the room. And because there was so much ice in that place, and, you know, crystals of icicles on the walls, we're just like, all right, we can't go into some of these places just for our own safety.
And you're right. People don't realize that, and that, you know, let alone that, who knows when all of us were there in our different times, how much asbestos we took in, you know, at this location. And we went on one of the floors, and we came down and we stopped, I think, on the sixth floor of one of them. I don't remember how tall some of those buildings are in the premise anymore, but it's we heard a hiss, and everyone fled except for me. And my friend that was with, it was like, well, we don't know what the hiss was. You know, they all just like, they all scattered, you know, and I get it. But at the same time, it's like, well, that's kind of why we're here. I'm not here to provoke. I just want to know what it is, because it could be just air coming through a duct or something for all I know. I had a question, though, about these massive locations that you two or all four of you are going to. Do you ever consider breaking these locations into like two episodes or something? Because there's just so much that you're exploring in these places.
I mean, that's a perfect idea. There has been, we have talked about it sometimes, of breaking an episode down into two, but there has been most of the time we're thinking about doing like a return to a building, like allow that place to have its one night to shine. And then possibly down on another road trip to come back. For example, this season, I was fortunate enough to pick the Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum in West Virginia. Oh. And it is one of those buildings that is super iconic, and it's been a place where we've all have dreamed about going to. And there's so many buildings in that facility that we weren't able to go to. And, you know, we were bummed at first, but we're just like, this will make a perfect return episode to see the multiple buildings that we didn't get into. I mean, there's a whole building that's a tuberculosis building on that facility that's the size of Sheboygan. And we never got to go into it. So we're trying to think of different ways where we can showcase some of these larger buildings, and instead of doing two episodes, to break it down into different road trips.
Yeah, and I mean, like, we do separate into duos whenever it's a big location so we can get the most out of the building. But yeah, Trans-Allegheny is a good example, and we have said, like, if we can get this to go a little bit longer, it'd be a really fun special to do, like, a 6-part mini series road trip where we only go back to places that we've been to in the past. And that would be a good example of one. Trans-Allegheny is so big that we need to see it again.
That's pretty incredible. How much time do you have when you're doing a season? How much time do you have between each location? Is it literally you're just moving right along, or do you have time to come down from what you just experienced?
I mean, you do have time, but you have to use your time so wisely on these road trips because we do it in a straight shot. We're on the road, and especially now with COVID, like we were not taking any risks, so we drove more than we ever have. And it was so like, oh man, we see a lot, we experience a lot, but the traveling part, I don't know, like
the only time off we really get is in between traveling to a different location. So for example, everyone picks, this season, everyone got to pick at least one location. And I started, for the story, I started in West Virginia with Trans-Allegheny. And Alex Schrader, he picked a prison in Idaho. And then right after that, we went right back to Dakota's location to a hospital in West Virginia.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we don't know where we're going, and no one's talking to each other because they want to keep it a secret. But, you know, you're driving from West Virginia to Idaho all the way back to West Virginia. That's a really long road trip, and that's our only downtime we get.
Is traveling in the RV to get to the next spot. And there are times in the RV where we have a ton of fun and, like, it's a nice boost of, all right, we're moving on from this last night. Like, it's not going to stick with us. But then there are some nights, like Saratoga, to be honest, that stuck with us for a long time. And especially when it's the first stop of the road trip and it affects us that bad. We really started on a bad note.
Well, and I was going to ask, do you get nightmares or anything from these places? Or do you feel any after effects of any of these places you've been to?
It's funny you say that because we've always been warned about that, you know, you go to a really dark place, you take an attachment home with you possibly. But we don't go home. We go to the next place and then the next place. And it's not till the trip is over that we go home. And so we did have even this season by the last stop. We even speculated at one point, like with what we were experiencing, like, could this possibly be something that's like following us? Because what we were experiencing at the finale, which you'll see in a few weeks, is it didn't have anything to do with the location that we were at. So we were just like, what the heck is this? And even more scary, I have no proof or no anything on this, but me and Tanner and Alex, we lived together in Las Vegas. And this road trip, more than any, we've all had some interesting things happen at the home. Like, we've been hearing things at night, and then, you know, you'll hear Tanner yell, like, hey, was that you? I'm like, no, that was not me. And, like, it's weird. We're definitely having nightmares. That always happens, but we have had some stuff at our house, which is kind of interesting.
I mean, even 2 days ago, we were all watching a movie out in the living room, and all of a sudden we heard a loud crash in Dakota's room, and we're like, what was that? And we walked in, and Dakota's microphone that he has on his desk, that he puts in, like, the middle of his desk, was all of a sudden on the ground.
With my headphones, like, 5 feet away from it, it's just like,
holy cow.
What?
Yeah, like, and you know, you never know with these things, but at the same time, like, if Dakota has his mic in the same spot every single time, and it makes no sense that thing was on the ground. It's been getting weird.
Presumably, then you're taking out the equipment and checking, right? I mean, if anyone should do that, it should be you folks. I mean, you do this for a living, so, you know, do you do that?
Well, it's funny you say that, because we actually, all of the gear for the show, the lighting, a lot of it is all rented from us, because we love film and we just have a ton of equipment. But we do have all the ghost stuff here too, and we haven't like caught anything yet, but we actually, it's kind of even embarrassing to admit, but we have put up cameras in our rooms at our house to see if something happened, because we're at that point where it's like, what is going on right now? Are we just too scared from the road trip, or are we experiencing something? So we have been trying.
There has to be too many coincidences.
Well, yeah, and it has to be kind of nice, though, that, you know, you're all traveling together, and you're also all living together, that you're able to continue this shared experience in a sense, because other people are not going to be able to understand it the way that the three of you are understanding it.
Well, totally. I mean, there's times when, like, we'll wake up and, you know, we'll have our morning coffee together, and, you know, we can just have an open discussion about, like, you know, if there's a nightmare we had, or if like a certain location we can't shake off. And there's no better person to talk to in that instance than the person that was with you on the road trip. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I mean, it's been a great way to decompress and kind of try to shake off all of that negativity when you go into these dark places.
One thing about the microphone that's kind of creepy that, like, we were talking about was that's where I edit the show, by the way. Like, we edit the show here in Vegas at our house.
Nice.
And that was where my microphone, my headphones, my whole computer got trashed while we were watching a movie. And it was really weird.
That is very, very, very weird. We're going to talk. Let's talk more about that when we come back. We're going to take our last break. When we come back, we're going to finish our conversation with Dakota and Tanner, stars of the hit Travel Channel TV series Destination Fear. You are listening to Ghost Box Radio on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Alicia Luther-Toms, Certified Financial Planner with RBC Wealth Management. I'm part of an all-woman financial advisor team with combined experience of over 40 years. Whether it's leaving something for your loved ones, enjoying your own retirement, or giving to a favorite charity, we'll help you plan, and there's no better time than right now. This is Alicia Luther-Toms at 612-770-4460 or alicia.luther.toms@rbc.com.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC, member NYSE, FINRA, SIPC.
Next Chapter Booksellers can help you find that perfect book. They have free home delivery within St. Paul for orders over $50 and free mail shipments within the U.S. for orders over $50. Call 651-225-8989 or visit nextchapterbooksellers.com.
Snap Construction wants to say thank you to all of the brave healthcare workers, first responders, police officers, and firefighters for putting themselves ahead of others every day. Your bravery is heroic, and to all of our fellow Americans, best wishes and health to you and your families from Snap Construction.
Hazel's Northeast is back and offering some of the most creatively prepared comfort food you'll find. Delicious breakfast options include the slow-cooked brisket hash, chicken fried steak, and the famed drunken banana French toast. Or for lunch and dinner, there's Swedish meatballs, wild rice gumbo, and more. Hazel's Northeast is open Wednesdays through Saturdays 8 to 8 and Sundays 9 to 2. Hazel's Northeast delivers real good food. Family owned at 29th and Johnson in Minneapolis. Make your reservation now at hazelsne2go.com.
This is New Beginnings, hosted by award-winning broadcaster and speaker Freddie Bell.
Freddie, this generation of the baby boomers, people are living longer, so the baby boomers are taking care of elderly parents.
Let's talk about your health, and specifically, let's talk about Medicare. Our show features the concerns of America's 78 million baby boomers in employment, finance, health and nutrition, and even entertainment.
Join us for New Beginnings, Saturday mornings at 11, brought to you in part by Vision Loss Resources.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
They really appreciate what she's done as a sister as well as a soldier and, you know, supporting their country.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join.
Family members that are soldiers in the Army National Guard inspire and influence, setting a path for others.
It's validating knowing that, you know, I kind of did my part to make sure this is what they actually wanted and that they feel the same way I do. I'm really proud that we get to help shape the future, and I know that my sisters are going to be amazing soldiers.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share in.
A lot of pride, and they're just out there doing something every day and then serving their country as well.
I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture.
Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Minnesota Army National Guard, aired by the Minnesota Broadcasters Association and this station.
And join us next week on Ghost Box Radio with Greg Bakken as we switch gears a little, as we have on Pamela Pierce Barcelo. Pamela's father, Charles B. Pierce, directed the 1972 cult film The Legend of Boggy Creek, which helped fuel the fire and enthusiasm for Bigfoot hunting in America. We're going to talk to her next week, not only about the film, but the restoration of the film that she spearheaded a couple years ago, actually, to finally allow us to see this film the way it was meant to be seen. And we're going to be talking to her next week. For our final segment, we return to our conversation with our guests Dakota Layden and Tanner Wiseman, stars of the hit Travel Channel's TV series Destination Fear, with new episodes currently running Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. And, you know, picking up from our conversation before the last break, you know, we're talking about all the stuff that that's happening in the house. I have to say, one of the things that I mentioned to a friend earlier today, especially about last night's episode, was actually the editing of the episode. I thought that that was really well done. And I know that really sounds like I am really kissing butt here, but I say so because I actually manage an editorial for my day job. So it was it's cool to see how that worked and how it really heightened the senses. I mean, that show was really well edited last night.
Well, thank you. Honestly, like editing and filmmaking, that's been my number one passion since I was like 7 years old. And when we got the show, not going to lie, there was a lot of doubt if I could edit it or not. People, even my agent was like, I don't think you can. Are you sure? You're just a professional TV show. I'm like, I know what I'm doing. I've been doing this since I was 7 in my closet. And I got, luckily, after the first episode was edited, they were like, oh, nice. Hell yeah. And so I don't know. It's something I'm glad you noticed it, because I put most of my work into the show is in the editing side when I'm back at home Monday through Friday and most Saturdays too. And so thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Are you offlining in Premiere, or are you using something else?
Yeah, I'm using Premiere, which is actually another thing where it's kind of like a lot of older productions will use Avid. And that was one thing the company, they wanted to use, but I'm like, I'm not making the switch to Avid. We're doing Premiere, what I've known my whole life. And a lot of shows do it though, honestly, like Ghost Adventures, they edit in Premiere. And so I felt confident going to Premiere.
No, that's the way to go for sure. And Tanner, you know, you also list filmmaking as something you're very interested in. What where are you hoping to go with this? You know, once say down the line that, you know, you move on from Destination Fear, what are you hoping to be able to do after that?
I mean, I fell in love with camera work and using cameras, and you know, if I can just keep my hands on a camera and keep continuing with that, I'll be very happy. But one thing we've done as a group is we've created a production company called Cinematic Productions. And our next goal as a kind of a crew is to do an independent film or some type of feature film altogether. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's all filmmaking. Our first love and first passion has been filmmaking. We did a YouTube channel back in middle school and high school, and we had a catalog of like over 350 videos. And from there, like that love for making content hasn't gone away. So, you know, as we grow, we just want to kind of mature our filmmaking abilities.
Yeah, we want to do a movie really bad, some sort of a comedy or something down the line. And that's one, honestly, reason why I think our show works so well is because we do have to self-document almost 99% of the show. We're doing it ourselves, me, Alex, and Tanner. And I think it's one of those rare shows where the cast is actually operating the cameras and is just as involved in the camera department as they are being on camera. Like when we go and we shoot these road trips, I'd say the easiest part is once the cameras are set, the lighting's set, and we're able to just sit down now and talk. And like the hardest part is really the filmmaking part, but it's the part we enjoy the most.
Well, as Tanner, I think that you hit the head on the nail with so many people that I know who are content creators. It really is like it sounds generic when you say it, but people who do it know what you mean. We just want to make content, right? We just want to make stuff and get it out there and either get reaction, good or bad, feedback, and just keep making it. Just keep exploring creativity, right?
I totally agree. We've always had a discussion about, you know, it's fun to, like, when we make content, like, and we get to watch people watch our content, you know, it's always fun to see the emotions or the reactions that you get. I mean, if someone thinks it's funny, they're going to have their reaction of laughing. If they think it's, you know, we did something that was dramatic, they, you know, they might cry, and if they get scared, they might scream and get nervous. And those reactions for a filmmaker is like the best gratification when you make content, because it means that all that work that you put in there is, and the want and the need for that reaction actually happened.
Absolutely. Now, to kind of tie up, because we're running out of time already, this hour goes by very, very quick. What can we look forward to? Right? It's like we started 5 minutes ago and it's time to go already.
Totally.
Yeah. What the heck?
We're actually our studio is in a time machine. That's why it works this way. So
yeah.
There
we go.
So tying it back to the show, what can we expect for this season of Destination Fear?
Yeah, I mean, the next episode is on Halloween night, and we go to an abandoned distillery in Kentucky, which is the first time we've ever been to any sort of a factory distillery. And that was a very fun night. Like Saratoga was just draining and chaotic. This night we had a little more control, which felt nice, bouncing back from Saratoga. It's a great location. It's never before seen on TV. And then every location after that, it just gets worse and worse. Chelsea picks the Joliet prison. Tanner picks Trans-Allegheny Lunatic Asylum. Our finale is at a location I'm so excited for people to see. And expect tears. There's some crying coming up in the future episodes. I know I'm biased because I edit the show and we're in it, but this has been my favorite season to edit, my favorite season to watch. I feel like we're at just a really good point. We're all very comfortable and we know what we're doing and it shows. It's so much fun.
Yeah, it's definitely my favorite road trip that we've ever done. I mean, we stepped up the locations that we go to. They're far more scary. Some of the largest ones we've done. And then even our daytime sequences, when we do some day activities, we push that to a new level. For example, the first episode that everyone you can still see now, we went Hydro Flight, and that's where you jump on this wakeboard that has water jets shooting out of it, and you go flying up in the air.
We did go really quick. We went to a – Tanner brought us somewhere.
Yeah, I was just about to say, yeah. And then we also do some – even the adrenaline this season is at an all new high. And I took everyone to a suspension bridge in West Virginia where we had to climb up the side of a mountain and then harness ourselves in. And we would walk across these planks that are separated by 3 feet, and you're over a bridge that has a 200-foot drop. And I mean, we just tested a new fear of heights. We all found out that we're all very afraid of heights.
Yeah.
Well, I got to cut you off there. Can you guys come back sometime and fill and talk more?
Oh, I would love to.
I'm so down. This is awesome.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much. We're going to see you next week. Destination Fear, new episodes airing every Saturday. See you next week, everyone.